Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord we're able to share the Word of God again. And I have been ministering, I started yesterday, on the concept of coming into maturity, that according to Ephesians, this is God's ultimate plan. That's why He gave leadership. That's why He gave pastors and evangelists and apostles and prophets and teachers. Why? That the saints could be perfected. Why? So all of us, the body of Christ, can come into that perfection, that maturity, under the measure of a perfect man, under the measure of our Lord Jesus Christ. That God's plan has not changed. It will not change. That is His intention, that we should become like Jesus. That's, you know, I remember I was barely saved. I was not barely saved, but I was by time factor. I was just a baby in Christ, and I had a best friend asked, what do you want? You know, what's your purpose? And I just said, from what I'd been hearing, I've been going to Brother Glass's church, I said, I want to be like Jesus. And that, to be honest, has never changed. That is my goal, and that should be the goal of all God's people. I shared on yesterday's broadcast, if anyone would follow Jesus, He said, I gave several scriptures in Luke and in Matthew, that he would have to deny himself, take up his cross, and follow Him. And that there was no relationship, any man hate, he used a strong word in the King James, any father, any relationship more than our relationship with the Lord, then we're not worthy of the Lord, because Jesus paid it all. He paid the ultimate price. God wanted His children redeemed. He promised that to Adam and Eve, that the coming Redeemer would crush the head of the snake that's groveling in the dirt and the ground. We're not to, as poor miserable sinners, grovel in the dirt, but so often we tend, especially in times of battles, when we're just really going through it, we feel that we're hardly living the abundant life, we're hardly more than conquerors in Jesus. We feel our own weakness and strength. But if we will call upon the name of the Lord, I testify to you that God will hear, and He will undertake. He will give you the strength that you need. And so, beloved, God doesn't just want you to have faith in your pastor or the preacher or minister. He wants you to have faith in the faith that He's given you. He's given to every man the measure of faith. You didn't work it up, but we are to act on that faith, and our faith grows stronger as we respond in the realm of faith. Perhaps something that God's called us to do and we feel very inadequate, that we can't do it, but in Christ you are more than able. He has given that to you. That's one of the things I've said over the years so frequently, that God has given you the faith. You didn't manufacture it, and there's nothing right now, regardless of where you're at, the faith you have right now. You might feel beaten down, you might feel overwhelmed, you might feel anything but a conqueror, but the faith you have right now is sufficient to see you through whatever trial, whatever cross you're going through. That is God's promise. That if he didn't, He'd be unrighteous. He'd be unfair, that He's asking us to do things we don't have the ability to do. So when we doubt ourselves, doubt our ability, doubt our spiritual stamina, doubting what God has done for us in terms of the faith, And what he's given to us as the children of God, we actually hurt the heart of God. The reason so many people feel helpless in what I could call the straitjacket of unbelief is because they don't know or they don't understand, they don't realize, they haven't been taught that God has already given them a position of authority with power over all the power of the enemy. 1 John 4 and 4 states, "Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is He," that is the Lord, "that is in you than he that is in the world." When we become saved, when we confess Jesus, the Holy Spirit comes to dwell in our spirit. He will be with us. He won't desert us. He is a very present help in the time of trouble. We all face a lot of trouble, a lot of times, a lot of different ways, but he is a very present help. So I'm just, this is no new revelation. It's in the Word. It's something hopefully you've been hearing for a long time, but there's virtue in repetition and in reminding. So often you may know and understand the authority and power, but are you acting at it right in it right now? That's the question we all have to ask ourselves, because sometimes the battles can be so overwhelming. Beloved, they can be so difficult. I know from the letters that go in, sometimes I just weep before the Lord because of the problems, the difficulties that some of God's precious people, my partners, are going through. And yet I know God is He's the answer. He's the ability. We can overcome them. That's the scripture we were looking at. 1 John 4 and 4, "Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world." That Greek word translated to the English word overcome in our Bibles, it means to subdue. Listen to this. To subdue, to conquer, to overcome, to prevail, to get the victory. It's taken from the Greek word nike, meaning to conquest. It is the way to success. There's nothing that can stand against a power that is overcoming it or conquering it or prevailing against it. That's the kind of power we have over the works of darkness. In fact, right now, I want to stop and I want to just pray, because some of you have really, you might not confess it, you might not declare it, but in the secret of your closet, in your heart of hearts before the Lord, you've just been weeping, you've been crying. You say, "God, I gotta have an answer. I just don't know how much more I can take. I can't continue on this way." Right now, let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we are hearing the beauty and the simplicity of your word. You haven't made it difficult to understand. If we can conquer, if we can overcome, if we can prevail, Father, over all the works of darkness, then, Father, we assume, we take that authority right now. We move in it. We believe it. You've given it. It's something we haven't manufactured ourselves. It's something we haven't merited or earned. You have given it to us as your children. And Father, I come against the works of darkness. Satan, the Lord rebuke you in the name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you right now, Lord, that you're going to give answers. You're going to show resolutions. You're going to show ways out of the dilemma, the problems in the home, at work, in personal lives, Father, in relationships. You are going to undertake, and you're going to give wisdom and understanding, and Lord, you will make a way of escape. You'll provide whatever anyone needs right now that is in agreement with me. Father, we release the answer. We release the victory. And Father, we give you all the glory. We have been dwelling on just a few passages which declare that you have done this for us. It is your power, and all glory, all honor go to you, and all praise. So Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus for hearing our prayer, and Lord, that you are going to deliver, you're going to rescue, you're going to heal, you're going to bring the answer that is needed, and we shall praise you and rejoice in advance. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, going back to that last scripture, 1 John 4:4, what is John talking about? He's talking about wrong teaching, wrong spirits, false prophets that are gone out into the world to deceive, to overwhelm. In all these things, we have overcome. In Luke, the 10th chapter, verse 19, Jesus states, and he wasn't just speaking to his disciples, he was speaking to all of his children to follow in the centuries to come. Behold, I give unto you power. That power, that word, is taken from the same Greek word used in Matthew 28:18 to describe the authority and power and position of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said he had all power and authority in heaven and earth. And here again, we're told that that same kind of authority and power has been given to us by the Lord. He's Lord of all. He's King, the soon coming King. And he has the right to delegate, to do whatever he desires to do. And that's, beloved, is his desire for you to overcome. Jesus continues and states, over all the power of the enemy. Hallelujah. This word power, Jesus is talking about the devil's power, translated from the Greek word dunamis, that same dunamis that is used in Acts 1:8. But ye shall receive power, or dunamis, after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And here in Luke 10:19, although the word dunamis is used, it means miraculous power, ability, abundance, might, mighty deed, worker of miracles, power, strength, a wonderful work. Hallelujah. Listen carefully, beloved, even though the devil can work mightily, violently, even performing demonic miracles, Christ is teaching us that this dunamis the devil has is subservient to the power of the sons of God. Praise God. Well, my time has just flown, and we'll pick up tomorrow at this same time. I invite you to join us for the broadcast. If you at any time are not able to listen, you can go to our website. They are archived there for your convenience. I love you. The announcer's giving our contact information. I look forward to receiving your letter, and I bless you in Jesus' name. Until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.